through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
It's very grand, isn't it?
Really sets an expectation, Tess, of some big stuff. And luckily, I've got some big stuff for you today. Morena, Mary Margaret, how are you?
Morena, I'm energetic now.
This Good. Segment makes me anxious.
Yeah. Why does it make you anxious?
I don't know, I just
I'm
get
calling
nervous.
Out BFM for all their terrible behaviour.
No, not even that.
I'm using the tools of the machinery against the machine.
You need to go into the news.
I think I've got control of your mic volume here. So. Yeah. Anyway,
all
onwards.
Things perfectly balanced as
onwards.
It should be. Well, today I've got for you RNZ being dicks, TVNZ being dicks,
oh,
the Australians
stank.
Being dicks, and then maybe America about to be dicks today.
Oh,
so
God.
Let's
about
dive
it.
In. First story, so Radio New Zealand is copping a lot of flack for an ad that got deployed on Facebook and Instagram. Don't know if you saw this.
No, I haven't seen this.
So in big text it reads, "If you think you have to pay for premium content, we've got news for you. RNZ.co.nz." In a very obvious swipe
it's a
to
pun.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, right.
In a direct swipe to the Herald, who have a paywall for their premium content. And a lot of journalists from across the spectrum are like, "Hey man, you guys are being massive dicks about commenting on a media environment that's incredibly fraught where people are getting fired left, right and centre. Meanwhile, you know, you get taxpayer funding to ensure that you don't go anywhere." Thomas Coughlin of Stuff, probably saying his name wrong. This is a tweet from him. "Interesting ad from RNZ, especially in light of MediaWorks' arguments against TVNZ. Government agency now throwing ad money to Facebook to attack the paywall of one of our biggest news providers."
Right.
Alex
People
Bray
are upset.
Of The Spinoff called it totally rank and said, "I'm furious at the idea that a government-funded news outlet would advertise by undercutting an attempt by a commercial outlet to get people to pay for news. Incredibly destructive message against a media industry that has to pay for itself." Toby Manhire, also of The Spinoff, said it was bad. And, well, he said, "Spending public money on Facebook to attack independent news media in New Zealand that are struggling to survive, in part because of Facebook, is pretty out there."
Yeah.
And investigative journalist for The Herald, Matt Nippert, called it rank AF.
Another rank.
Yeah.
Two ranks.
Two ranks.
So people are not happy about this.
It was a rank thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's, first of all, it's not really, tonally, doesn't seem very RNZ.
No.
Yeah. But secondly, it's so tone deaf to be putting that kind of messaging out. And as these people are rightly pointing out, giving money to Facebook, the corporation that is destroying all of these journalists' jobs, to propagate this message. It was just a really bad maneuver.
So have they taken it down?
I'm not sure. I was trying to find that out, but I haven't seen a comment from them yet, and I'm not sure what has happened. This was all happening yesterday.
TBC then.
TBC.
Yikes.
Meanwhile, I paid to get behind the NZ Herald.
I can't believe you've
Herald.
Just said that publicly. I really thought you were going to keep that one to yourself.
Man, I'm proud to pay for
no,
the
fair
NZ
enough.
Herald premium content. I can't afford it.
Good
and look,
on you.
Not all their journalism's good, but they do. You gotta support the journalism you have.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that you endorse everything that they do and, you know, the front pages they make, but you've gotta support the journalists who are trying to keep their jobs.
95bfm.com/signup if you'd like to get a B card.
Yeah, exactly.
$4.20 a month.
It's the same thing, you know, it starts at BFM, these journalists grow up, we've gotta keep them topped up and supported.
Is the NZ Herald $1.29 a month?
No, it's way more than that.
Oh, is it?
It's like $5 a week. They've got an introductory
really?
Offer. Yeah. Anyway, the story that I got access to was that from aforementioned investigative journalist Matt Nippert, who is a national treasure, has been doing a 2-year-long investigation because the TVNZ have been blocking him getting records and he had to go to the Ombudsman and get an Official Information Act request.
Yikes.
He has revealed that TVNZ has a gender pay gap issue for their presenters. $44,000 discrepancy between the male
wow,
and
that's
female
huge.
Presenters. Yeah, it's nice. Big, huh? So,
kia ora to Matt doing that, Mahi. Appreciate it.
Big time. And he's a legend and he's gone through all the records and stuff. The CEO, Kevin Kendrick, said, "I think we would all acknowledge that gender pay gap is a real thing across all industries. We look at it holistically and the total gender pay gap at TVNZ is 4.6%, and we expect that is going to decline further in the next 12 months. There were some graphs showing that that pay gap has been lessening over time, over the last few years.
What if they took some of the pay from the men and gave it to the women?
That would fix the pay gap, I reckon.
So there's an idea.
There was...
Then they could just even it out.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. There was some... good contextual back and forth, a bit of prodding at this, particularly I saw by Damien Christie, who is a I don't know if he's still, I think he's still a journalist, he's like a filmmaker journalist science guy
dude,
who's really into the media. He keeps a close eye on the New Zealand media, and he questioned a few points of the story online, particularly the small sample size that they've got to sort of extract those figures from, because there's only like 10 presenters for the news on TVNZ. He tweeted out some relevant facts that didn't make that article. The gap has halved from 56,000 in 2017 to 28,000 last year. That doesn't take account of the fact that a number of female presenters counted are part-time, i.e. 2 days a week as opposed to five. Be good to know the true figure. And then went on to talk about the fact that they do have more women at the executive level, the men, and so there's sort of a natural pay discrepancy there. But
interesting to think about as well, though, if more women are part-time than men, why is that?
Exactly.
That's the other question.
Exactly right. So they kind of they agreed, because they're mates in real life, but they were getting a bit argy-bargy on Twitter and agreed on a truce. But it's good to, you know.
Yeah, it's good to have these conversations.
Fantastic
for sure.
That the story got out there. I'm so glad that Matt is, and other people were chasing down news stories like this and doing, as you point out, doing the mahi, man, because it's important. Meanwhile, sort of related to the RNZ being dick story, the AAP, the Australian Associated Press, announced that it will be shutting down in June. This is huge. This is a joint news task force that is comprised, or it's sort of funded by several different news channels in Australia. This is going to be 500 jobs lost, and 180 journalists will lose their jobs out of this.
Wow.
The AAP has been operating for 85 years as an independent news organisation in Australia.
More like RIP.
Hard out. There's a good burn. It's so bad. It's so bad that both Scotty Morrison, the PM, and the Leader of the Opposition are both very distressed about this happening, which is crazy because normally politicians love it when there's less news.
So can someone swoop in and save this, or is it, it's done?
It's gone.
Wow.
So that's going in June.
I wonder if something new will start up.
I think
it's loss.
Things fill gaps a little bit, but this is an organisation that's operated for 85 years. There's so much institutional knowledge, and also that reputation of being fiercely independent and fair-minded. You can't earn that being a startup. Like, you have to earn that over the years, and that is now gone. And that's a really dangerous thing.
Scary stuff.
So that's really bad.
I just got goosebumps.
And they directly, everyone has blamed Facebook and Google providing for free what is a service that costs money to run. And so these smaller organisations are downsizing and whatnot. Hey, in more exciting news, today is Super Tuesday, the single most consequential day of the Democratic candidate race.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it's Wednesday today, Mary Margaret.
Yeah, sorry,
it's Tuesday in America.
I forgot about time difference and shit.
I think
like
just a shout out, I think Justin on The Wire yesterday did do a report on Super Tuesday.
Sick.
So
check out the potty.
I actually haven't listened to it myself. Perhaps I will do that after this. But you can check it out on
the podcast. Go get the podcast.
Yeah.
There's basically 14 states today that will be deciding who they want to nominate for a Democratic candidate to go up against Trump in the election.
Mm.
Right now, Bernie, going into Super Tuesday, they've only had 4 states decide. So today, 14 decide. And they're quite big. A couple of them, like Texas and California, the two biggest in the country in terms of how many delegates you get. Sanders has got a very narrow lead going in over Joe Biden, 60-54, and pretty much no one else is in contention. A lot of people have dropped out recently.
Yeah, I did see that.
Mayor Pete dropped out, Senator Amy Klobuchar dropped out, and they both endorsed Biden. And yesterday, the former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke, who also was running very early on, endorsed Biden.
Oh, okay. Interesting. I would be lying to you if I said I understood now how this all works, but I don't know that we have time to go fully into it.
If you got an hour, I'll sit you down. It's a crazy sit. Basically, there's 4,000 points in total, and they've got to win over half of those points, a single person. If they don't win half of those points, then it goes to the convention and it gets very messy. So they're trying to see if any single person can get more than half of the points.
Yikes.
And we will see today. It's very exciting.
So we'll find out today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there we go. Yeah, and then there's a whole lot of states that vote after this, but this is going to... This is the bulk. This is like a third of all the points get decided just today.
Yikes. Yeah. So what are your predictions? Would you rather not say?
Oh, my God. I want Bernie to win so bad.
I did see on Facebook earlier this morning that Bon Iver endorsed Bernie Sanders. He said, please vote for him.
Well.
Please get him in.
That's a critical endorsement.
Yeah.
Everyone's chasing that Bon Iver endorsement.
Yeah, well, there you go. I'm sure he's got lots of followers, so who knows?
He's got a hell of a lot of musos. A lot of artists who are backing Bernie.
Yeah, so there you go. All right, do you want me to play this clip?
Oh, yeah. Well, just to demonstrate why I do... I mean, look, I want Bernie to win for policy reasons, but also it is insane to be watching in slow motion. They're doing the exact same shit that they did last time, getting Hillary Clinton to be the nominee.
Yeah.
Joe Biden is a less exciting Hillary Clinton. Yeah. He's going to lose to Trump if he is the candidate. Yeah. And just to show you, like, what... the general election debates would be like. Here's a clip of Joe Biden from a couple of days ago trying to quote the Declaration of Independence.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the thing. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the thing.
Did you want to hear it one more time, or was that enough?
Nah, I'm good, man. I know those words, and it's just from knowing the musical Hamilton so well.
Oh, yeah. No,
He was the VP, for goodness sake, for 8 years.
That's so good.
Sounds like me hosting the wife.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Tim. I'm going to play one of these stings to take us out.
Love it.
The revolution will not be televised.
Media bat.
Alrighty. Sick. Thank you very much, Tim. See you next week.
Loved that.
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM.